Is it really worth that time?
Sing them over again to me, wonderful words of life.
Hello, this is Word of Eternal Life by Pastor Chaco Varghese of Life Eternal Ministries from Parkland, Florida. Good morning. Continuation of the Christ ministry and the promise of Christ that he will return to receive those who have put their faith in him. There are many verses in the scripture concerning this. I want to read from book of Hebrews chapter 9 verse 28. So Christ was sacrificed to take away the sins of many people. And he will appear a second time, not to bear sin, but to bring salvation to those who are waiting for him. The salvation we already achieved in our spirit. Our soul has been transformed. God gave us eternal life. It's like a fire, a light which was in us was gone. And God infused His Holy Spirit by believing in Jesus Christ. Jesus, through the Spirit of God, start that light again. And we will live with God forever. Now, the second part of the salvation is the continuation of the process once He appears to receive those who are waiting for Him. Will receive the body, their body will be saved. They will be transformed by the power of God. Amen. So this is talking about the Christ, which is the Logos. The Logos of God. The Ancient of Time, the Greek philosophers were searching God. They were looking at the galaxies. They're looking at the sun, moon, and all the stars and all the planets. And there was this man named Heraclitus. 560 years before Jesus Christ, he said the Logos was the principle of order which the universe continued to exist. Logos controlled the events of the world and the pattern of world events. Nothing is moving aimlessly in all life, and in all events there is a purpose, a plan, a design. And what was it controlled the events? Heraclitus said it is the Logos. He said the reason and knowledge of the truth and the ability to judge between right and wrong was the Logos of God. Dwelling within him, the Logos is nothing less than the mind of God. The mind of God who speaks what is in his mind. The spoken word of God was the Logos. Praise God. Instead of using the word Elohim in the Jewish Targum, uses Mamre. Targum was a translation of, or it was an oral Torah developed by Jonathan Targum in the Tannaic times. You know, the times are in the Hebrew calendar and their history, they have times. Each times, I'm going to go into the different of those times. One of those times is called Tannaic times, which was when they lived in Middle East in the exile generation in under Babylonians and later under Persians. The Targum says, uses the word memra. So this is how the Bible or the Aramaic Bible or the Targum translation will read. In the beginning, that's the English, memra of God created the heavens and the earth. The memra of God, in the beginning, the word of God, which is the memra, which is what logos according to Heraclitus. Heraclitus is not a Bible or God theologian. He is a philosopher. He lived 560 years, 5,600 years before Jesus Christ. His developed ideology, philosophy, tells that the one who controls the mind of God is Logos, which is in Hebrew or Aramaic is Merma, which is in English is the Word, with John the Apostle is speaking, in the beginning was the Word, or Merma, or the Logos. In the beginning, the Merma of God created the earth and the heavens. The Hebrew word Elohim was not understood according to Bible historian, theologian, one of the great theologians lived by the he says it was not understood by the ancient Jewish people, Israelites. They spoke Aramaic, an ancient version of modern Hebrew. And the ancient Hebrew version, Aramaic, was the local language even at the time of Jesus Christ. He spoke in Aramaic. At the cross, Jesus says, Elohim, Elohim, lama sabachthani. But he said, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani, but he was calling Elohim. And I have a Bible teacher who I used to listen, his name is Ossie Sproul, who passed away in 2018, December. I used to listen his teachings. He says, the word Elohim is to be said Elohim in exact Aramaic speech word. So the Targum is the translation of Torah in Aramaic. The Merma of God walked in the Garden of Eden in the cool of the day. Merma is translated in English as word, W-O-R-D. And in the beginning the word was created, but was word was with God, and the word was God. This is the word who became flesh. In John the Apostle, chapter 1, verse 14, it says, he lived among us, he became flesh, and this name is Jesus Christ, we call him. The word was there before the creation. Word was not part of the world which came into being in time. Word was part of eternity in God, or him God. Elohim means plural. Eloah means singular. If God was a singular God, it could have been Eloah in Hebrew. But Elohim, and was there with God before time and the world began. Elohim was there and the Word was with him when before the time began. John is thinking of the pre-existence of Christ in the Word, or Christ was with God before time began. If God's Word is part of the eternal scheme of things, it means that God was always like Jesus. I'm not exaggerating, to some people may think. God is always being like Jesus. But Jesus did not appear in person until the time come, which was the fullness of time, according to Galatians chapter 4, verse 4, explained by the Holy Spirit through Jesus, for Jesus Apostle Paul. In the fullness of time, God sent his Son, Christ, through the woman. Amen. A virgin delivered. The Word became flesh. Amen. We tend to think the God of the Old Testament was angry, avenging, revenging, murdering people, massacring them, killing them, like you heard from the last sermon message I spoken. Where at the bottom of Mount Sinai, 3,000 killed. Those who did not obey the law of God. Keep. Your Lord God is the only God. Thou shalt not make any image in the which you see above the earth on the sky, or anything you see on the earth, or anything under where in the water you see. Do not make an image and worship it, because God says, I don't look like anything you imagine. I am a spirit. Gospel of John 4:24 says, God is spirit. So God, Jesus, did something in the New Testament. That's why we have New Testament. Two testaments. One is the Old Testament or the Old Covenant, and then we have the New Covenant. In the Old Covenant, God revenged, God punished. Amen. So in the New Covenant, God holding up the punishment. It's not that there is no more punishment. There is going to be punishment at the end. He's holding back. He gave grace. He sent his love of Jesus Christ. He sent the woman's son he was talking about. In the Jewish book of Jubilee, which was written similar pattern of the Bible, it's like a historical type of book, Jubilee. In that, God was speaking to Adam, Adam, in time comes, I will take birth in your family, which is a woman in your family, will deliver, I will take birth through you. Then I will fight the devil, Satan, who defeated you and your wife, the entire humanity, and then I will revenge him. I will rescue the entire humanity, your children. See, this is how it is written in Jubilee. What did God told Adam and Eve? In Genesis book, amen, where chapter 3, verse 15, the woman's child will come. He will crush the serpent's head. So in the fullness of time, the fullness of time is not your time or my time or the time of the world or the time of the planets moving. You know, the time of the planets is the time of the earth, the sun's rotation on the clockwise. We have a clock ancient time, they had a sun image clock, which was not a clock. They look at the image of the sun. As the step of the sun, wherever that image falls, they knew that was the time. By studying it sometime, they figure at the midday, here there is this image, and then 4 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 2 o'clock, all these times can be identified. At the time of King Ahab, they had a sun clock, which I have no description of it. I have never seen it. So, there was time created based on the sun's movement, rotations towards the right side, going through the right-hand pattern, and the planets move towards the left, to the opposite to the sun. They're all moving, praise God. So we have the time, 24 hours, which the earth takes to make one rotation by itself on its axis. And it is becoming day and then night, 24 hours. The time is not God's time is not the same. We are talking about a period of lengthy or short or whatever, a period of time. We talk about a period, an age. Now, we are in the age of His Son's grace. This is called the age of grace. After the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, it's the time of grace. So in the time of grace we are living, there's no punishment right now. I wouldn't say that God is not punishing nobody, but God, you know, train and teach and, you know, rebuke His children. I'm not sure how it appears to the outside world. I'm not going to comment on the tempest and the hurricanes and tornadoes keep on bombarding the world. Now, I don't wanted to say anything about that. But God is in full control of everything happen in the universe. The New Testament or the New Covenant tells us God is love. God is like Jesus. God has been like Jesus in the Old Testament. But God did not tolerate the sin. Today God is tolerating a lot of sin, I believe. Until the conversion happens, reconversion, some fall back again and then converting again. So, there's a grace. Yes, He is. He is the God of love. He sent the word or logos in the human body to tell us He is love. Jesus is the exact image and likeness, or He is the replica of God. His love is greater. In other words, He has His Son and His Word incarnated in human flesh. See, that incarnated word I often use is because, which means a form of a person in one form transferred to another form. Only God can do that. Christ, the Word, embodied in human body. God gave Him a body and He embodied in it. Just as we have our spirit entered and lived in our body, Christ, a spirit God, entered into a human body. Now the human body does not belong to anyone other than Christ Himself, which for His human body I'm talking about. Just like God gave each human a body, the same way. Amen. So Jesus was with God, the Father. That is why Jesus was like the Father. He said, I am telling you what I heard from the Father, John 8:38. So there was a strong relationship and communion between Father and Son. Neither Father nor Son was independent of each other, nor the Holy Spirit independent of Father and Son. They're all one together. They were so intimate in human terms of saying, but they are more intimate than that. They were not separable in spirit. So through Christ, though Christ came to earth, still the Father was in the Son and Son in the Father, and the Holy Spirit flowing through them. Jesus is the full expression of God. He is the totality of Godhead. So Jesus shows us and tells us who is God, and all his characteristics is in relation to humanity through his love. So Jesus, as a complete expression of love of God, he dies on the cross because to pay the penalty of sin was necessary. It was a must. It was a judgment of Creator God. The wages of sin is death, Romans 6:23, which is unchangeable law of God. So Jesus died for us all. Now about life, life and light, two main things in John's gospel. One, life. Fourth gospel begins with the life and ends with life. In him was life. John's gospel, man might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life in his name. John 20, verse 31. That they might have life abundantly. John verse 10, chapter 10, verse 10. He claims that he gave life to men and might have it abundantly, and no one will snatch them out of his hand. John 10, 28. Way, truth, and life. John 14, verse 6. God sent his Son, that the man who believes should not perish, but have eternal life. John 5:24. So is the life giver. The giver of life is God. Jesus is the bringer of life. This is the eternal life. In him was life. John 1:4. And the life was the light of men. In the creation, God breathed into the man's nostril and gave him life. That eternal life was lost by sin. See, God gave him eternal life to the body and his soul, but he lost the eternal life. He left with the life in the body for a period of time, not forever. But both the life of the soul and spirit and the body should have continued with God. But because of sin, he lost both of them. We must believe that the Father sent him. He said, believe in the Father who sent me. The life we received at first was from the breath of God. Yes, breath of God is what? God is a spirit. He sent into man his spirit. How is the breath of God? God is a spirit, and how does he breathe? God exhaled his spirit into man and made him living. How God had prepared human body, it is the secret of creation. Think about it. He made each organs, ligaments, nerves, ligaments, system, circulation, respiration, lymphatic system, enzymatic system, all systems, all enzymes programmed for creation, digestive system, genitourinary system. All these systems work together correctly and properly when your body has no sickness. Well, understand the Creator. We are nothing to compare his awesomeness, his greatness, his glory, his wisdom, who he sit down, think. We need to sit down and think, who is our God? We will fall down and worship him. He is our God, our Creator. He loves us, and we are his children. Amen. So there are many events in the universe where Heraclitus was talking about. BC 560, he said everything I said before, move with the idea, every organism, everything, according to the pattern or by the logos. We're saying here in the John's Gospel, the logos of God, the logos of God who created everything is Christ, is Jesus. In all life, all events, there was a purpose, a plan, a design, and it was all those controlled, these events. The answer, he said, logos, praise God. He went further and reason and recognize to choose between right and wrong, reason and knowledge, truth, ability to judge, right and wrong, was the logos of God dwelling within him. And that in the individual man, the logos is the judge of the truth. The logos was nothing less than the mind of God controlling the world, every man in it. So this is what John told to the Greeks. And they understood that the Creator, as their philosophical leader, described the logos is what John is talking about. The disciple of Jesus Christ, logos is Christ. May the Lord bless us with this message to know and understand who Jesus Christ is. Amen.
Christ the Blessed One gives you all wonderful words of love.
Thank you for listening to the broadcast this morning. And if you have any more questions or if you'd like to contact me and talk more about this subject, please call me at 954-993-0491. And my email address is P like Peter, R like Robert, dot CHACKO, V like Victor, at gmail.com. That is PR dot CHACKOV at gmail.com.
Say your love is on its way.